It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bend over and assume the position, you little monkeys.
Attica! Attica! Attica!
Thank you, Al. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Albert.
We do want to remind you that we will be at the fabulous Cinco de Mayo party of the decade. This Saturday from 4:30 till 6:30, everybody come on down. It's kind of our coming out party.
Exactly.
Well, yes, coming out of the closet, Buzz. We're going to hold a press conference, even though Jim Rome doesn't like it. We're going to tell everybody we're gay. From 4:30 to 6:30 at L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant.
You're not gay.
That's 18th Street. How do you really know?
Because remember when I was kissing you and you didn't like it?
Yeah, you're right. 18th Street Northwest. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Visit StayThirstyMyFriends.com. And stay thirsty, my friends.
Very good.
Well done.
On the tomorrow's show, we are going to have Bigfoot author Graham Romeo.
Who?
I don't know. Graham. Hey, Beth Ann, does the book have a title? Or is he just a Bigfoot author?
Describing the author?
I guess he's going to write about the Sasquatch, right? Bigfoot and all that?
Or maybe he has big feet.
Bigfoot author Graham Romeo. Is there a title to the book?
A guest from Joe's show.
Okay. Obsessive Compulsive has to play you in every single time. That stops after this. Okay.
Oh, we're done.
Yes, we're done with that joke.
I didn't get to hear it. What was it?
Who's that girl?
Is there a title to this book?
It's Bigfoot something. It comes out tomorrow. Maybe people are waiting in line now at Borders.
We don't have the title of the book?
It's upstairs.
Is he a believer?
Yeah, of course he is.
That's all I need to know.
He's a Bigfoot enthusiast.
Look at Rob's all sad because they said no more playing Beth Ann
in
and
out. Can we do it sometime?
You play
on
a whole record every time she comes in.
Record was it? I didn't hear it.
Who's That Girl by Madonna?
This song.
Oh, yeah. Good song.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Bye.
Appreciate that. Go ahead.
I'm doing it. No.
No, go ahead if you want to play her out
last time. No. I'm going to surprise it on you sometime in the middle of next week.
Save the geese.
Okay. And also tomorrow, CBS News executive political editor Vaughn Ververs. I think it's CBSNews.com. Vaughn Ververs. Say that thousands of times fast. Before we get to the final buzz, the audio vault. Let's open that up for a second and see what we got in there. We've got Baron Von Ahol. That's all we have for you today.
Mr. Zsa Zsa Gabor had an altercation late last week with the paparazzi.
I just love the accent.
Yes.
I like listening to this guy talk. Let's listen
Prince Von Ahol, did you actually whack this guy? Did you hit this guy?
I didn't hit the guy. I mean, why should I hit a guy?
You know,
I only protected my wife.
Yes.
My wife was in a wheelchair.
Wheelchair.
And she can't walk. She has to be lifted out of the car.
Yeah, you.
And I had a big job to do.
Job.
And I had my wife in my arms, tried to take her out of the car, put her in a chair. And that's when he used me on my shoulder. He went with the camera over my shoulder, photographed my wife because he knew I couldn't drop my wife.
Yeah,
so then I put my wife in the wheelchair, and then I went after him. I said, look, my wife doesn't want to be photographed. Just go away. But he didn't go away, so I tried to push him, but I never hit the guy.
German.
He's nuts.
Yes. Jawohl, he's nuts. We got more of the Baron.
Yes, this is him on hating the paparazzi.
We have more of the Baron.
Listen, you know, it's the paparazzi. You know, they like to do the things. They like to photograph.
Sings.
They like
the
stories.
And stuff.
They like the pictures. You know, it is, I mean, the American paparazzi are not so bad. It's the Europeans. You know, the Europeans, they're really shrewd people, you know. They don't respect anybody in a wheelchair. They don't respect older people. You tell them to go away. They don't go away. It's just for the money. It's embarrassing what they do. The Americans are not so bad. Naturally, the Americans take the picture, but at least they ask you. They give you a chance. They are polite.
Ask you.
They give you time to get ready. And then even if you don't want to get ready, they take the picture, but at least they are nice, you know. But this paparazzi thinks, you know, it's so much pressure on us. I remember years ago when I had pressure. To pee, I could go, and I didn't find a men's room. I could go in the bushes. Today you can't pee in the bushes anymore because next day your picture is on television. You see, so we don't have freedom anymore. The paparazzi are all over us.
Baron Von Ahol.
Do you like to pee in the bushes, Baron?
Yeah, I do all the time. You understand? And the paparazzi has that with all the stuff. Is there anything else in the audio vault worth listening
to? Won't keep till tomorrow.
Then let's get right to it. Okay, it's time to get right back to Buzz. The final buzz of today, and then we got to say bye-bye, Vito Saints. Time to go get in the gondola, go up to the Jukes beach, and say goodbye. And then drink the big thing with beer. Go ahead, Buzz.
Thank you, Baron.
Yeah, danke schön.
The question has been posed, why ain't Johnny smarter? A new survey shows that 40% of high school seniors don't understand the math they were taught in seventh grade.
Yeah, Mike.
Another study shows that over 50% of high school students don't know which century hosted the American Civil War. 33% of high school students don't know that the Bill of Rights guarantees free speech.
19th century.
That's right.
Very good, Mike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 1861 to 1865.
That'd be the 19th, even though it was 1800s. It's the 19th.
That's right.
That's how they tried to trick you.
That's right.
You did well in school.
And I watched John Adams.
The John Adams Show.
The John Adams Show.
John Adams
Love
Show.
It with his teeth.
Very depressing last episode.
Yeah.
Here's the plot. They all died.
How come?
Because they were old.
Old age. Yeah,
yeah, David Morris is the George Washington with lots of makeup.
Mm-hmm. About 20,000 concert goers were evacuated from the Bank Atlantic Center in Sunrise, Florida, Saturday night. After a bomb threat that proved to be a hoax. That's what didn't happen. Sunrise,
thank God.
Florida, about 30 miles north of Miami. Someone called police threatening to blow up the facility during that night's Bon Jovi concert.
If that had happened, they'd all be going to heaven.
Just found that one, huh?
I'd never have a reason to play it.
Way to work it in.
So I shoehorned it into the show.
Thought it was a nice fit.
A sweep for bombs turned up nothing. The show went on a couple hours later with no trouble. Police are still trying to track that call.
Mm-hmm.
The civil penalty levied against actor Robert Blake over his wife's death 7 years ago has been cut in half. Oh, look who's here.
Hey!
Oh, man. Hey,
hey Bobby.
You. Brother, they're really trying to get me, man.
Yeah, but they lowered your penalty.
I don't give a rat's ass.
How's your bird?
It's been nothing but my bird.
Yeah.
I don't have a gunshot. Note to Rob Spiewak.
You need a gunshot to
well, I could put a piece of dynamite under it.
Uh-huh.
Damn cockatoo.
And then what happens?
Look at that. All right, light the fuse there, Buzzy.
All right.
I'm pissed off.
That's amazing. The bird is sitting on your shoulder.
Look,
you blew it up,
look,
and you're not harmed.
Look at them fetters.
Thank you, Robert.
See you all later.
Worth it. Much like, no, really. I mean, I'll go.
I know.
I'd walk a million miles just to hear Robert Blake say fetters.
I wonder if that bird's on his way to heaven.
I'm not.
Much like O.J. Simpson, Blake was acquitted of his wife's murder, but lost a multi-million-dollar wrongful death suit in civil court. He was ordered to pay $30 million. He appealed the whole decision. The judge cut the penalty to $15 million. He's been claiming he's broke ever since the trial.
Hey,
let
Bobby.
Me explain something to you, brother.
Robert Blake, yes,
there's
sir.
One of them decisions that was right,
yeah,
and there was one of them decisions that was wrong there.
Which was which?
The civil one was the wrong one,
mm-hmm.
And the trial by the jury, that was the right one.
Are you broke?
I'm broke. I'm penniless. It's really driving me.
Are you making money with anything?
All I got is a little cannoli from that restaurant, Vitello's, that I like so bad, and one stick of dynamite.
What are you going to do with it?
Light it on fire.
Oh, don't
right
do that.
Now.
Right.
There we go there, boy.
Robert Blake.
And it didn't even hurt him.
Wow.
And Paulie Walnuts is taking the fifth. Italian-American actor Tony Sirico of The Sopranos is refusing to talk about the death of a young actress in Los Angeles back in the 70s.
That's because they don't get anything to death be there, bud. I just want to say they're full of crap.
Thank you, Tony.
That's right.
That.
I swear to God, if they keep pressing me on it, I'm going to bomb their car.
Here's why.
With
they.
With what?
Well, the stick of dynamite I got.
Everybody has dynamite.
That's right there, T.
You better hurry up. Three's company's
Buzz, I got to go. Finish your news.
All
for right,
I will. Thank you, Tony.
Hold
on. Sirico was convicted in 71 on charges of chasing club owners with a baseball bat and a loaded gun.
And a stick of dynamite.
Wow. That was in real life. Mm-hmm. He gets mentioned in tomorrow night's 48 Hours on CBS.
I will watch that. That is fascinating. I always thought he was kind of a guy that looked like and talked like a gangster, but never was really in trouble.
He brought a little street experience to the show.
There we go.
He has elegant hair.
Oh, he does. He lovely, does. Lovely vampire-like hair.
A gay British CNN anchor, Richard Quest, has entered rehab.
Mm-hmm.
He was busted 2 weeks ago in Central Park after hours with another man, a sex toy, and a rope attached to his privates.
Men were men back then, I'll tell you.
He also told police he had some meth in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
CNN says, and we quote, "Our concern is for his health and well-being. We look forward to Richard returning to CNN International."
Oh, very good.
Yeah, good.
I always like when the network says that, though. Our concern is for his health and well-being. Behind the scenes, they're going, fire that effer!
Now, do you think International is like more accepting of people that tie stuff around their junk?
No, just less seen.
I think that's
what they're happy with. A British singer, Amy Winehouse, meanwhile, is out of jail after headbutting a man last week who tried to help her by hailing a taxi. Oh, look who's here.
Hi, Amy.
If I want to accompany the microphone.
Yeah, just a little closer,
please. I don't want to stand up close to the microphone. I get those bloody germs.
I understand, baby.
Screw you, Burbank. Why saying stupid stories about me.
She spent the night in jail, but no charges were filed. She was released Saturday with a formal caution, which means that goes on her permanent record.
That was odd.
I saw the most horrible picture of her where she's looking down.
That's a contest.
She's looking down, and all you see are like nose hairs and teeth. Nasty.
Odd thing, when she just stopped by, she had no dynamite.
She didn't blow anything
out. It's a good thing, really.
Thank you.
This goes on our permanent record, so it can be used against her if she's ever charged with a similar offense. Yeah, if. Meanwhile, Amy Winehouse makes about $20 million a year.
Oh, my God.
One of the richest people in Britain.
That's right. And she spends it all on heroin.
Some of it goes to mascara.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Beautiful.
Some of it.
I love when she goes and really makes herself up pretty.
Yeah, I'd like to see, you know, in the morning when she doesn't have the makeup on, that's when she's a little heinous.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Amy.
The rest of the time.
Amy Winehouse.
Beautiful. Finally, the way a young man in New Mexico tells it to police, he and his girlfriend were watching a porn video together when suddenly she grabbed a knife and put it to his throat.
Very, very hot and sexy.
Not sexy.
Not so much.
Really?
This victim says that 20-year-old Amanda accused him of being the guy on the DVD. Quoting the 911 tape, "She almost shanked me. She put the effing knife right under my throat."
Mm-hmm.
He ran out of the house wearing just a pair of shorts and got to a phone when police arrived. Yeah, this guy had been stabbed in the face and bitten on the chest. Police have arrested Amanda on assault and battery charges. The victim, by the way, was not the guy on the DVD. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So I'm confused. Wasn't the guy on the DVD? It wasn't the guy
on the
DVD.
His girlfriend thought that was him on the picture screen, on the TV screen, but it wasn't him, but it was a stabbing for her nonetheless.
Was she under the influence of any kind of narcotic?
I'm good. It doesn't say here, but I'm just going to random a guess yes.
Why do you stab someone in the face? That's not the good place to stab
in
them.
In the face! All right, don't forget, if you are at least 7 months pregnant,
music?
You could win $500 in a... Yeah, I'm going to play it in a second. Are we in a hurry?
No, it's just I'm accustomed to hearing it at the end of the news.
We like the music.
You're a little obsessive compulsive. I've noticed that on today's show. Yes, yes. The whole thing with playing Beth Ann and playing Beth Ann out. I do things a little differently.
Maybe it's because you've had a weekend and you're noticing it.
Oh, now you're saying it's because... Do you want me to play the music right now?
I'd love it.
Are you going to talk when I'm talking for the rest of the show? We've got just a few minutes left. You know that, don't you?
All right.
Thank you very much. If you're at least 7 months pregnant, obsessive compulsive Rob, you could win $500 in Big Mother. We're looking for five sassy moms to play Big Mother Thursday afternoon, May 8th. Go to Bethann, B-E-T-H-A-N-N, at WJFKFM.com. And for tomorrow, we want to tell you we're going to have the Bigfoot author and also a guy talking politics, Vaughn Ververs. Yes, Vaughn Ververs from CBS.com. Thanks to Dave Price from The Early Show.
Yeah.
Check him out at CBS. Also, sexpert Jamie Waxman. Go to jamiewaxman.com and sign up for our big 7 months pregnant Big Mother contest. We're excited about that.
Yeah. And thank you to Brad Fuchs.
Brad Fuchs, yes, the NFL expert. The executive producer of The Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. In-studio producers, Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia.
Nice.
And is heard exclusively on the Rob Spiewak Obsessive Compulsive Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, if your condo is dry, please don't cry. Buy some peanut butter and rub it in your eye. I didn't get that out. Thanks for listening. We will see you tomorrow, everybody.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.